let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The contemporary fiction novel Greyhound Therapy by J.R. Conway is a thrilling and touching story showing that tragedy and adversity can bring people together in a common purpose of caring for what is truly important in our lives. Small-town sheriff races against time to catch a vicious murderer. J.R. is a Vietnam-era veteran with multiple tours as a helicopter pilot. Upon retiring, he joined the El Paso County, Colorado Sheriff's Department. For a short time, he owned a fixed-base operation selling aircraft and giving flying lessons. After moving from Colorado to Wyoming, along with his wife, they started a security and private investigation company. 12 years later, he moved to New Mexico, working as a business consultant and manager of a procurement technical assistance center at a community college, assisting businesses working with governments. A talented author, his debut thriller, Greyhound Therapy, J.R. Conway, with us on This Week in America. J.R., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Good to be with you.
I am looking forward to talking about the book, which is an excellent read, receiving all 5-star reviews. Interesting title. I love the color of the book, Greyhound Therapy. Talk about Greyhound Therapy, because there really is, the term means something, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The term is a practice that's been used by health service providers and also law enforcement. And it involves moving people from one place to the other because they're nuisances or that they don't have the capability of dealing with their needs. So they buy them a bus ticket and send them to the next county or the next largest city where they can either get help or just to get rid of them.
Yeah, and you talk about that, and we see in the book where you've got some that are criminals, and they're put on the bus, and it's like they're not going to be a problem anymore. Some people dealing with mental illnesses, and I'm wondering, as I'm reading this, how frequently this happens. I get the impression this happens more frequently than we realize.
More frequently than people realize, yes, and especially in areas where there's not facilities to deal with people that move around through the country. A lot of people move by bus because it's cheap transportation. And those that have some type of mental deficiency are on medication. They run out of their meds. They begin to act strangely, or they become a danger to themselves or other people. And they end up either being shipped off or they end up being placed in jail where they really don't belong.
The book is Greyhound Therapy. J.R. Conway, our guest on This Week in America. His website is greyhoundtheraph.com. It's an excellent website. A lot of great information on the book there and on J.R. And you can link on directly to that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the beginning of the book, I mentioned the sheriff is Sheriff Craig Spence. He's dealing with money issues right off the bat, and let's talk about that because it ties into what we talked about in the beginning of the program. He really is overwhelmed and underfunded, isn't he? He's got a lot of problems he's dealing with that really are problems that he didn't cause, but he has to come in and clean them up now.
He's not only underfunded, but he's overwhelmed because it's during the gas and oil boom, and people are moving into his area. His area is increased by 40%. He doesn't have the people. He doesn't have the funds. But yet he has all of these problems that other people have sent him or that just end up in his jurisdiction.
So he is trying to juggle all of that, the law enforcement issues, and the medical issues are interesting, too, because in the beginning of the book, he's talking with the local hospital, and they've got these people with basically a forced detention, and they've got their hands full. He's almost asked to create a jail system within the hospital, isn't he?
That's exactly right. And it works out as you go through the book. You'll see that it works out in everybody's favor. But he has a heck of a time getting it going.
Where did the story idea come from? I mentioned your background because it's interesting, the background in the military, in law enforcement, in private investigation, security, that type of thing. I see a lot of your background in the story. Is that where this idea evolved?
Yes, it did. My wife decided that I should try and put it into a book form. And we first tried to do it nonfiction. And then we realized that nobody would believe it. So we decided to do it.
It's interesting. We might as well fictionalize it because they think we're going to be making this up anyway. So we might as well go ahead and do that. You know, it's one thing to have the idea, which we'll get into during the course of the program for the book. It's another thing to actually write it, where you're describing scenes, you're describing dialogue, that type of thing. And you've done an excellent job with that. Talk about the challenges in taking this idea and fictionalizing it and putting it into a story form that we find fascinating. We can't wait to get to the next page to see what's happening. How difficult was that to actually make this into a fiction?
It took lots of rewriting. However, a lot of the things that are depicted are based on things that almost happened. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then we tried to tie it together for Sheriff Spence, and that took quite a while. In fact, it took me 8 years to put all of that together in a form that people would understand.
The book is an excellent read, Greyhound Therapy. J.R. Conway, our guest on the program. His website is Greyhound and basically therapy without the Y, theraph.com. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go to J.R.'s website. The book's available, of course, at Amazon and Book Venture in the bookstore there. I mentioned the main character, Sheriff Craig Spence. Let's talk about him a second, then we'll get into several of the other characters, including career criminals who end up on a Greyhound being dumped into his town. Sheriff Spence is really interesting. He is juggling so much. He's trying to do his job. He's trying to do it without the proper funding. And then he's got a wife who's got some serious health issues as well.
Yeah, she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. And he's having to deal with that, which he takes pretty serious. He doesn't handle it very well at one point.
Yes. You'll have to read the book to find out exactly what we're talking about. But it's interesting how he juggles everything, and he's human. He has issues trying to sort everything out, just like we all do. The setting is Wyoming, and talk about we open with this the whiteouts and the snow and the conditions gives us a very good idea what it's like there. Talk about the territory. Talk about Wyoming, the small town where this takes place.
In Wyoming, most of the area in southeast Wyoming is flat. There's nothing to stop anything, and the only time the wind stops blowing is when it's changing directions. It can snow in May, so whenever you travel in Wyoming, you have to take precautions and make sure that you're prepared, because you could run into a snowstorm that you didn't expect.
That adds and it adds a whole new element to what the storyline is. Greyhound Therapy is the name of the book. I mentioned the Sheriff Craig Spence, the career criminals that end up in Rock Springs, Albert Brown and Calvin Watson. Without giving away too much, a little bit of the background there and how the sheriff ends up chasing a murderer.
Well, both of these guys are petty criminals, and they have a long life of doing petty crimes, stealing, stuff like that. But what happens is they get arrested in California and end up catching a bus to get away, and they end up in Rock Springs, Wyoming, which is about 80 miles east of Salt Lake City, Utah, and about 100 miles from, Sheridan one way, and
okay,
on Highway 80 that goes east-west. And anyway, they end up there, and they're upset with one another, a fight occurs, and one of them gets killed. And that's how Sheriff Craig Spence gets involved with chasing him all over the country.
And the prison, it's understaffed, it's overcrowded, all of those money issues that we talked about, because they just don't have the money to take care of all the responsibilities there. And as he's trying to, it's interesting, as he's going to find the murderer to try to capture him, he goes for a seldom used gun. This is not something they come across every day. Obviously, the sheriff's not used to going out and chasing murderers, is he?
No, that's left up to his people, and he's more of an administrator. Also, he's a person that directs rather than go out and actually operate out in the field. And so he keeps his gun in a drawer. But when he pulls that gun out, things happen.
And they happen in dramatic form in the book Greyhound Therapy. J.R. Conway is the author and our guest in the program. You can link onto his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's an excellent read. It's interesting because you deal with so many issues. And we mentioned Greyhound Therapy, the title of the book. Suddenly, the sheriff, and we get to go in his mind as he's trying to get in the mind of the criminal. Okay, how do I find this guy? Where do I look for this guy? And then he's thinking, he came into town on a Greyhound. He's comfortable on a bus. That may be where he ends up going. So that sort of leads him to getting a little bit closer to capturing him, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you're going to have to read the book before. Find out.
Yes, we get to see his mind and as it's working, and it's like, okay, this all ties together here, and it makes sense. It's an excellent read. It's interesting. I mentioned the 5-star reviews. One review said, if you've ever ridden a bus for a distance, this book is for you. And another one enjoyed the book, rode the bus one time from Live Oak, Florida to Rock Springs, Wyoming. Start reminiscing about the 2.5-day trip, the cowboys, the crazies, looking forward to the next book. It's interesting because, and when I first heard about the concept of the book, you think when you've been on a bus and you look around and you start trying to figure out sort of what the stories are of all the people that are on the bus. Who are they? Where were they? Where they're going? That's really, and you sort of fill in the blanks and give a sort of an idea, at least in the book Greyhound Therapy. Have you done that before, where you've looked around when you're traveling and wonder what the stories are with all these people?
I always try to, I used to ride the bus quite a bit when I was a young man, and I always would try to figure out where are they coming from, where are they going, why are they on the bus, are they running to something, or are they running away from something, and every bus trip was a different experience.
I'm sure with a whole different set of characters on each bus trip, and it really gets you thinking about that as you read the book, Greyhound Therapy. It's interesting because it's a thriller, it's enjoyable reading, and there are some social messages there as well. Talk about being able to focus on some of those messages, but entertaining people at the same time, because you do a really nice job of being able to do both.
Well, I hope the readers pick up those messages, and I hope they enjoy the book. It's a good read, and it's a quick read. It's one that you can read on a bus trip.
Well, actually, I'm thinking of that. If you were going on a bus trip, you'd be able to take this along and enjoy that and look at everybody that you're riding with a little bit differently for the duration of the trip. You mentioned this took a while to put this book together. What other projects are you working on? What are you working on now?
Well, I've done a sequel to that book, Greyhound Therapy, and that should be coming out pretty soon. And then I've got a sequel to the sequel that I'm working on right now.
That is perfect. So once you got on a roll, you're staying on that roll. And that's great news because I love the concept and I'm looking forward to the sequel. Enjoyed very much Greyhound Therapy. When did you get interested in writing? Did that happen at an early age or later in life when you actually thought, you know, I'd like to do this someday?
Well, you know, I didn't think of the idea. I never considered myself to be a writer. My wife is the one that suggested that I try it. And she was able to do the first edit, and then she passed. So I was determined to finish that book eventually. And Craig has got me on a roll, so there'll be a series.
I like him, and I'm glad that there will be more of Sheriff Craig Spence. It's interesting, you'd mentioned before that your wife encouraged you to write this, and I thought maybe in the background, years past, you've always wanted to be a writer, grew up thinking someday I would like to write a novel, that type of thing. So it was her encouragement. And I'm sort of struck by that because you do such a nice job in being descriptive, in moving the story along at a great pace. Like you said, it's a very easy read, giving us background, describing the characters so we really feel attached to the characters as we're going through doing that. You do an excellent job with this, and we're looking forward to reading Greyhound Therapy and looking forward to the sequel. Who are some of your influences? Are there writers that you've always enjoyed reading their product?
No, not really. I read stuff sort of sporadically.
Yes.
I might pick up a book if I'm traveling and I read it. And I did get some ideas about describing situations from some of the books that I've read. I'm not really a prolific reader like most writers are.
And again, I find somewhat startled by that because you do such a great job. I thought there was maybe some influence of writers over the years. The book we're talking about is Greyhound Therapy. J.R. Conway is our guest in the program, the author of the book. His website is greyhoundtherap.com. The book's available at Amazon. You'll find it at bookventure.com in the bookstore there. You can get information at JR's website and information as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. JR, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I really enjoyed it. It's a great story, Greyhound Therapy. I love the fact there's not only going to be a sequel, but a sequel to the sequel, so I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Loved Sheriff Craig Spence and all that's going on out there, and look forward to more. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
It's been my pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Greyhound Therapy, the name of the book, J.R. Conway, the author, and our guest. Information on the book Greyhound Therapy, and you can link on directly to JR's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.